Shostakovich composed in a turbulent political climate where Soviet authorities alternately praised and condemned his work. He kept his first violin concerto in a drawer for 7 years until the political climate was right for its performance in 1955. WRTI's Susan Lewis has more.
Praised for his early compositions, Shostakovich was rebuked in 1936 for his opera Lady Macbeth, acclaimed in 1937 for his Fifth Symphony, and later denounced for formalism in 1948, the same year he completed, and then put away his first violin concerto.
What is really amazing about this concerto is the different ways to describe depression and suppression.
Violinist Leonidas Kavakos.
We have a first movement which gives the impression of ghosts moving around, and it's very strong emotional environment, which he manages to describe in a very ethereal way. And that is immediately destroyed in the second movement. Now we have anger, we have again depression, but it's expressed in a way that is furious.
The violin continues telling a story that is politically forbidden, moving to a hymn-like theme in the third movement.
He tries everything, the dream, the very powerful asymmetric ugliness, the religious element, the solitude, and finally that dance, that explosive dance.
Powerful and moving music in the face of oppression.
It's like, you know, sometimes you drive in the asphalt and all of a sudden you see a little plant that is kind of growing out of the asphalt and you say, my God, how is that possible? This is the power of the will.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.